Brownsville High School incident in depth, and he'll give us an update.
And at 8:35, Acting D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsham will join us. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL. 8 o'clock, time for news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. A Friday court date's been set for the younger of the two Rockville High School rape suspects as his attorney asks for a bond review.
Defense attorney Maria Mena is representing 17-year-old Jose Montano. She is urging caution.
And I just think they want to paint these kids as these terrible rapists, and we don't have the full story.
Mena says there is new evidence that shows Montano received explicit text messages from the girl the night before the alleged incident.
Based on reading messages, text messages, we feel that this was consensual.
On Friday, she plans to ask the court to take a look at the new evidence and review her client's bond. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A fender bender turned into a fatal crash in Upper Marlboro last night after a man whose car was involved in a minor crash with another car on Route 301 got out of his vehicle to inspect the damage, only to be struck and killed by a third vehicle. The driver of the third car did remain on the scene. No charges have been filed in that case. But there was another traffic death on 301 last night, this one in Charles County, where a 35-year-old man walking along the shoulder was struck by a pickup truck. The truck's driver kept going but eventually stopped. Police say he may have been drunk. Charges are pending in that case. A federal judge in Hawaii hears arguments today on whether to extend President Trump's revised travel ban.
Attorneys for the White House argue that if the judge issues a longer-lasting hold, he should narrow his ruling to cover only the part of the ban that suspends new visas for people from six Muslim-majority countries. Meantime, 25 of America's largest universities tell the Associated Press they've sent acceptance letters to more than 500 students from the six banned countries for next fall. Experts say students would be locked out if court orders blocking the ban are ultimately reversed. Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland lawmakers have voted to scrap a requirement that transit systems in the state recover at least 35% of their expenses from customers. It's a law that wasn't being obeyed. State transit buses never reached that threshold to begin with, though commuter rail has. But the change is being made because transit advocates say the rule was discouraging lawmakers from investing even deeper in mass transit to make it more attractive and, in theory, more revenue-friendly. No word on whether Governor Hogan will go along with the plan. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is expecting a fight with the Republican majority when lawmakers return to Richmond to deal with his tweaks to the state budget. The governor wants to slash funding for a state celebration marking the 400th year of Virginia's House of Burgesses at Jamestown. He says the extra money's needed to cope with problems caused by President Trump's federal hiring freeze and proposed cuts in other programs. It's been a contentious year for McAuliffe overall. He's vetoed 40 of the General Assembly's bills. The fiscal waters are more calm in Annapolis, where Maryland lawmakers have passed the state budget with 2 weeks to go in the session.
The Maryland General Assembly has given final approval to the state's $43.5 billion budget for the next fiscal year. As part of the effort to build up savings, budget negotiators agreed to spread out a $20 million retention package over 4 years instead of one as an incentive to keep Marriott headquartered in Maryland. The state currently has about $860 million in its rainy day fund. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens at 20,701, the NASDAQ at 5875. In sports, the Wizards take their first division title in 38 years with a win over the Lakers, and TJ Oshie's second goal for the Caps beats Minnesota in overtime. WMAL News Times 804. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
If the president of the Washington Redskins, other than Bruce Allen,
we're so proud to announce you're going to be an affiliate of the Washington Redskins starting this season.
Every Redskins game.
And we're actually coming home.
The Larry O'Connor Show, 3 to 6.
WMAL.
How would you like to flip a contract on a house overnight for a nice profit? Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci. For the last 3 years, my elite team of house flippers have used my unique three-step flipping system to reduce risk and make money flipping houses. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, and I can show you how to get up to $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding. That's right, I said it. $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding, regardless of credit score. Interested candidates, call now and get an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes and Flipping CD kit that will show you how to get in, get out, and get paid when you come join my team.
Call 1-800-614-3214 now to get your free Fortunes and Flipping CD. Call 800-614-3214 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop that includes a free meal, a free smartwatch, power charger, and USB drive loaded with powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-614-3214. That's 800-614-3214. Call now.
Need your carpets cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to joehadid.com.
Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee is America's iced coffee. It's rich, smooth, always freshly brewed. And Dunkin' has all the flavors you love. Also available in butter pecan and new coconut cream pie iced coffee flavors. America runs on Dunkin'. Price of participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Route 7, Fairfax County. Boy, that's been the talk of the morning, this crash. Eastbound Route 7 before you get to Beulah and Fairfax. Please tell me another one happened in the same location. So they were dealing with two accidents. A lot to check out on the shoulder and big delays continue. Also, bailout traffic onto 193, the Georgetown Pike, and that starts right off of Route 7. And a slow go. Now, around the Beltway, Maryland, Interloop and Bethesda. It's a two-car crash quickly to the left shoulder before you get to Connecticut Avenue. We had one on the way to the Wilson Bridge near St. Barnabas Road. That's been cleared. Now, for 355, if you're heading southbound 355 before you get to Shady Grove Road, that's where we have accident activity. Follow police direction. For 270, Germantown, Rockville, pockets of delays as you push south down to the Beltway. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds early and mild. Mild weather in, a north breeze though, and developing sunshine as we get into the afternoon. 66 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 55 in Vienna, 50 in Germantown, 57 at Reagan National. Three veteran storm trackers are killed while chasing a tornado in Texas. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson, Mary Walter in the house. And joining up at 8:35 this morning, we'll be talking to acting D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsham. There are issues to talk about regarding immigration, how they need to bring some more police officers online, and these stories about missing girls in the District of Columbia. We'll talk about all of that coming up at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
And good morning, Brian. And good morning to Doug McElway. How are you, Doug?
Hi, Mary. Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Hey, good morning,
Doug. We're doing just fine. So you have really been covering the Rockville High School story in depth. Every time I turn on the Fox News channel, there you are covering this. Do we have any new changes? We know that both of these defendants now have actual lawyers. Well, when I say actual lawyers, they're not using defense attorney lawyers. Other lawyers have been either hired or volunteered to step up for them. So where are we in the case right now?
Yeah. I think you're referring to they no longer have public defenders.
That's right. Yes, public defenders.
And in fact, have hired private criminal defense attorneys, both of whom are very well respected.
Yes.
Very high priced, I would imagine, although, you know, these guys will float their fees depending on the case and the client that they represent. But, yeah, there have been some real inroads within the past 24 hours or so in the case of the 17-year-old defendant, Jose Montano. His defense attorney yesterday released some new information, and I'll read directly from it. It's from a motion that he filed late Monday with the judge asking for a new bond hearing, which has now been granted. It will happen on Thursday at 1 o'clock. He writes in his filing, and I'm quoting now, Montano acknowledged that she had already engaged in sexual activity with the defendant Montano previously and asked if he had liked what she had done. Secondly, the complainant agreed in the text conversation the night before the incident, this is the night before the rape at Rockville High School, to have sex with defendant Montano at Rockville High School the next day during PE class. Now, that was in the filing. It does not say, and this is very, very important, it does not say that this 14-year-old girl was not raped, as she alleges to have been, but it certainly casts doubt on the prosecution's case.
Well, it raises questions, Doug. It certainly does. But, I mean, as I understand the law, even if all of that happened, and even if all of that is true, and remember, these are the filings of a defense attorney and a very good one,
right.
If she decided at the last minute that she did not want to do that, she has the right to say no.
Absolutely, and that's my point. It does not mean that a rape was not committed there. If she said no,
right?
She said no, and the rape would still have happened as she alleges. However, this document and the text messages do cast doubt.
Well, they can't. I think what the defense attorneys are doing is what a good defense attorney does, which is try
Absolutely.
To make the best case that they can for their particular client. I just don't know if in the court of public opinion, and that is not where we try cases, if that is necessarily the best tack to make publicly, the best track to take.
Well, you know, there are several potential motivations here for the defense to do something like this. First of all, it is to remind the public, the court of public opinion, that we have a jury system.
Yes.
And, you know, trials for a reason. There are a lot of people out there in Montgomery County and across the world who right now would like to hang these guys mm-hmm. without a trial and throw them to the fishes. That's not what happens in this country. They have repeatedly reminded me and others that there is a presumption of innocence here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you
right.
always have to keep that in mind. The bottom line here is this is boiling down to the classic case of he said, she said.
Yeah. Right.
There are three people who know what happened here. The 14-year-old alleged victim, and the two suspects who are now incarcerated.
Now, part of the story.
This is going to be a very, very difficult case to try should it go to trial. Getting back to the motivation of the defense attorneys here, by releasing this information publicly, and you'll notice that the prosecution doesn't release any information. In fact, previously in Montgomery County, a previous state's attorney, Doug Gansler, got into a lot of trouble for going to the media in advance of a trial and was reprimanded, I believe, by judicial authorities in the state of Maryland for doing so. So they're very reticent, the prosecution is at this point, to release any information publicly. The defense has a different motivation. Perhaps this could be an effort on behalf of one defendant to turn state's witness
right.
and incriminate the second suspect. Perhaps it's an attempt to, strike a plea deal. We don't know at this point.
Well, a lot has been said about the immigration status of the two suspects. Where are we on that?
Well, both are here in this country illegally. DHS has found through various records that they were apprehended at the border some months ago. And were released for a future court appearance, which apparently never happened. We also know that last Friday, DHS arrested the father of the 18-year-old, Henry Sanchez Millan, after having investigated his records and found that he was also living in this country illegally. But, you know, this is another interesting point because I went to the Rockville City Council meeting on what was it, Monday night,
right,
rather.
Right.
And then they are considering their own ordinance within the city of Rockville to make that city officially a sanctuary jurisdiction. And of all the citizens who spoke out publicly in the comment session there, it was only a 15-minute comment session, but it ran into an hour.
Mm-hmm.
There was not a single person who spoke who was opposed to sanctuary status in Rockville. And it speaks to the broad sentiment which exists in Montgomery County, which, as we all know, is a very progressive county. It's the government there is dominated by Democrats. I don't believe there's a single Republican in elective office in Montgomery County. But there is a failure there, critics would say, for them to draw any distinction between someone who was in this country unlawfully and someone who was immigrated lawfully. There's no distinction. They say the immigrant community, they don't differentiate between the illegal immigrant community and the legal immigrant
community. And that's a big problem. Are you seeing any other media outlets at these meetings or covering the story, or are they just not even bothering to show up? It doesn't seem to be a lot of coverage except from really you.
That's right. And it's really fascinating. It speaks volumes about the state of media in the United States today. There are a couple of local news crews there.
Right.
But it's a touchy subject. And it goes against the narrative of many mainstream media outlets. First of all, in this case, you have to draw the distinction, as I said, between illegal immigration and legal immigration, because it falls in the context of Attorney General Jeff Sessions' promise to crack down on sanctuary jurisdictions by depriving them of federal grant money. So you have to draw that distinction. And secondly, it goes against another narrative of mainstream media, which is that we all live in a rape culture. And by the mere acknowledgement of the presumption of innocence. I mean, this is not a college rape tribunal and all the problems we've seen in that. This is going to be a trial, if it goes to trial, where you are allowed to question your accuser. And if it goes to that, it's going to be a very, very unpleasant subject for all parties involved.
Yeah.
Having covered a lot of these kinds of stories in the past, I can say definitively there is never a winner in a case like this.
Well, everybody, I think you're right about that. Yeah, Doug, it's really a great pleasure to have you on the show.
Doug, thank you.
Mikhail Way from Fox News, who's been very actively covering this story. We greatly appreciate you joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
It is now 8:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. And for this rush hour, it's been pretty mellow on the top side of the Beltway. The volume that we have every morning, 95 to George Avenue. Inner loop, it was a minor crash before Connecticut Avenue, quickly to the shoulder. So brief distraction there. Now for 355, we do have an accident. Southbound 355, before you get to Shady Grove Road, before 370, do look for police there. 270, pockets of delays still as you head out of Clarksburg and through Germantown and into Rockville. Now, let's get you into town. Problems with the signal lights on flash at last check still at Logan Circle. So we're Rhode Island Avenue, 13th P, all come together. That's where it's been a little tricky to get through that circle with those lights. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here it is. Going to be clouds this morning. Sunny skies this afternoon. A high of 66. Tonight, clear. 41. Tomorrow, sunny. Few clouds. 58 degrees. And then tomorrow night, light rain after midnight, which will carry into the Friday drive time in the morning. The overnight low tomorrow night will be 44. The high on Friday, and the rain and thunder, will be in the low 60s. Saturday and Sunday will be mostly to partly cloudy. Temperatures in the low to mid 60s. Currently in the nation's capital, it's right at that 60-degree mark right now. 8:17 on WMAL.
The Zero Res Spring Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147, plus a hallway cleaned for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Let me bring you an update on the president's nominee to fill the position once held by Antonin Scalia. Neil Gorsuch is the nominee, of course. He's completed his hearings. And we now know that there will be a vote on this on April 7th, according to Mitch McConnell. In the full Senate, the committee vote will take place on April 3rd. McConnell has made no bones about it. This guy will be confirmed. And that means one of two things will happen. Either the 60 Democrats will allow this to go forward without and will not invoke a filibuster. They will invoke cloture and move forward to a vote where only then 51 votes would be needed. If they do decide that they want to have a full-on filibuster about this, then it appears that McConnell will invoke the so-called nuclear option, change the rules of the Senate, which, of course, they can do with just a simple majority vote, to say that Supreme Court nominees only need a majority vote. It will be very simple for them to do that, and they can invoke it. They are, I think, reticent to do so.
Right.
But if push comes to shove, I think that will happen. So the question is, you know, how this might all be resolved without having to invoke the nuclear option. And I want to point to you something that I saw on the part of Patrick Leahy, a Democrat who opposes the nomination of Neil Gorsuch. Here's what he has said. He said, look, I am not inclined to have a filibuster on this. I believe the president should have an up or down vote on his nominee. I will vote no. What that says is I will be in favor of moving this to a vote without invoking a filibuster, without having a filibuster, and I will vote in favor of cloture that will move to a simple majority vote. I think that's the cover that a lot of Democrats are going to come up behind. I'm going to vote against the guy, but I believe the president deserves an up or down vote on his nominee. And I think if you find 8 Democrats who say that, it's all done.
Mm-hmm.
But even if it's not, The bottom line is Neil Gorsuch is going to be approved as the next Associate Justice of the Supreme Court.
And we can thank Harry Reid for that. Thanks, Harry.
That's right, Harry Reid.
They never thought it was going to be used. Have you noticed, though, how the conversation about this vote has moved? What, 2 weeks ago, we were saying, oh, it's going to be no problem. He's going to fly through. Everyone was saying, oh, he's going to fly through the process, And then Chuck Schumer had his temper tantrum.
Right.
And he's, we're going to filibuster. And he's on a tear. Chuck Schumer is on a tear. And he's really been whipping up the Democrats into it's okay to vote against this guy. He's really, and I have to give credit where credit is due, he's done a good job of it.
He can he can also do a 12-hour filibuster and give up.
He can.
And I think that may be what happens.
What is he doing? You know what he's doing? He is trying to position himself to run for president in 2020. This is why dog and pony show and the dancing girls and everything else that he's bringing out.
It is a dog and pony show. And it's I think basically they feel like we've got a lot of people pressuring us to fight this guy.
Right.
But we really need, in a perfect world, they know they need to reserve the option of a true full-on filibuster for the next nominee.
Exactly.
And so I think what they're trying to do is put up a good show so that they can say, oh, we fought the good fight, but we really needed to reserve our options for the next one, so we had to let it go on through, but we have to put up a fight. And if they don't put up that fight, then they're going to get a lot of trouble from their base. So that's what this is all about. But I think Leahy is on the Judiciary Committee. Leahy will vote against the guy, but Leahy is also a man who has said, I'm not up for a filibuster on this. Watch Leahy. I think he has given people a lot of cover, because a lot of people can now say, well, if Patrick Leahy says it's okay to do this, then who am I to differ?
Well, not only that, but again, Democrats are brilliant. They know how to message something, again, that Republicans do not know how to do. Mm-hmm. What they did was say, oh, we're going to, it gives you the option when, bottom line, you could tell your constituents, I voted against Gorsuch. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
And you talked about the base and how they could say to the base and they make the base happy. And this is for both sides. Vast majority of people who scream about these types of things really don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. All they know is he voted for or he voted against. They have no clue why certain things happen, whether they had enough, all this. All they know is that one talking point. And the Democrats understand that. And that's why Patrick Leahy, by doing this, is very, very smart. It's a very smart thing on his
part. I would just say to Democrats, if you really think you can block this and you want to block this and you find a way to do that, I would just remember what happened when they did this to President Reagan. You ended up with Antonin Scalia.
And we're back.
It's 8:22.
Have a complicated tax situation? Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors have been assisting people like you for decades. Get your taxes done early and get them done right. 301-924-2160. 301-924-2160. Online at estwa.com.
You know, when you sell a home, it's a big dog deal. I mean, this may be one of the biggest financial transactions that you ever complete in your lifetime. Take my advice. You want the right guy by your side. Frank Prindle. Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiant is an expert in the local real estate market. He has spent over 25 years perfecting a marketing system that sells homes fast for more money than other local agents will get you. You know, when George was looking to sell his Rockville investment property, he looked to Frank for help. Frank listed it, engineered the perfect marketing plan, and generated multiple offers. Now, the home sold quickly and for top dollar. And here's the thing. There is no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and upon a deadline that you agree upon, or he will just buy it outright. Guaranteed. Frank's been endorsed by the Fox News Channel Sean Hannity. It's no secret that I'm a big fan of Frank's, so call the only agent that I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. Again, 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owner's insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
You know, one of the best ways to improve your home is by updating your old flooring with new flooring. And the best company for that is 50 Floor. If you're looking to update your flooring in your bathroom, kitchen, family room, or entire house, call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com and they'll bring the store to you. A flooring professional will go over the details and benefits of each product and guide you to the best choice for your home, in your lighting, with your decor. Installation day is where they truly shine. They move all the furniture, take up and haul away all the old flooring, install the new flooring, clean up, and leave. Most installations are complete in one day. Now until the end of the month is 50 Floor's 60% off sale, where you'll save 60% off all their products. Mention or enter promo code RADIO. That's promo code RADIO. And get an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Interest charged on 12 months, same as cash promotion. If account isn't paid in full within promotional period, 60% on sale surface flooring only. Does not include any other materials or labor. See website for full details and license your information.
It is now 8:25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Pretty solid on the Beltway each direction across the Legion Bridge, topside through College Park, Silver Spring. And it's been slower than normal to the Wilson Bridge. We had an earlier crash, Interloop St. Barnabas Road, that was cleared, but we're back near Route 5. So that long haul from Maryland into Virginia, plan for that. For DC 295, as you come off the Beltway, that had been stop and go. We had two earlier incidents near the 11th Street Bridge. I'm seeing a little break right as you come up to the exit for the Naval Research Lab. I don't have anything reported there, but just keep alert. Virginia Route 7, eastbound, Fairfax County. They tell me they had two separate accidents, eastbound before you get to Beulah Road, now to the shoulder, but still quite sizable with those backups. Update is sponsored by Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm announces a once-in-a-life opportunity to get savings of a lifetime, like up to 70% off famous name brand mattresses, only at Mattress Firm. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Slightly cooler air will be settling in over the next 24 to 36 hours. I think we'll really feel it by tomorrow morning. Clouds in this morning in mind. Developing sunshine, though, through the day. Should be a sunny commute home. A north breeze, 66. Tomorrow, sunshine with a few clouds up to 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 59 degrees, 826.
Take me out to the ball game.
Ow.
Take me out to the crowd.
Little pitchy dog.
But I'm bummed. Tip your waiters, Brian. We'll be here all day. That is President Trump singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. All right, enough. You know, he is breaking with tradition once again.
Yep.
He has declined the invitation to throughout the first pitch at the Nationals game. This tradition goes all the way back to President Taft. Mm-hmm. I did not even know that. I can't. Taft was a big boy. I would have loved to have seen that. William Howard Taft. Can you imagine him throwing out the first pitch?
Yeah.
President Carter also did not do it as well. But President Carter did throw a pitch out at the World Series, game during his term. President Trump is saying that this is a scheduling conflict.
Oh, yeah.
So that he can't be there. Now, I've heard people say, well, maybe it's because he can't throw. Mm. And I thought, well, after President Obama, the bar's kind of low.
Yeah, I mean,
all right?
President Obama, listen, with all due respect to the former president, he throws like a girl.
Hey, wait a minute. What's wrong with throwing like a girl?
Just saying. It was not impressive.
Check your male privilege right there, buddy.
It was not a great performance.
No, it was not. And having done it, I have to tell you, it's very intimidating. Mm. It's very, very intimidating. So he will not be throwing out the first pitch, which is sad. And an update on the women's hockey team. Remember I told you that they were going to boycott and they weren't going to play and they're the defending world champions? They got what they wanted. They got a raise. They got more representation. They're going to have equal representation with the men in the league. Good going, ladies. Good for you. So play hockey like a woman. There you go. It is 8:28 on WMAL.
You probably just got that reminder in the mail in the form of a maintenance fee that, yes, you still own that timeshare. And that timeshare maintenance fee always seems to go up. Last year, the average maintenance fee was $920. If you're tired of paying for a timeshare that you're not using or can't use, visit Timeshare Exit Team. They'll get you out safely, legitimately, and forever, or you get every penny back. With local experts right here in Alexandria and Towson, visit TimeshareExitTeam.com.
for handmade Oriental rugs at a fraction of retail. This is it. After three generations in business, Persico Oriental Rugs is closing forever. Why pay retail when you can save 60 to 70% on all handmade rugs, new and antique, all sizes, 2x3s to palace sizes, all 60 to 70% off. Now at Persico Oriental Rugs. 303 Mill Street, Vienna, Virginia, just off Maple Avenue. Call 703-281-3838. That's 703-281-3838.
Did you know there's a healthcare choice just for Christians that's about half the cost of insurance programs? It's MediShare. It's not insurance. It's a community of believers across America who share each other's medical bills. It's based on timeless biblical principles, so you never pay for things you don't believe in. Plus, MediShare is fully acceptable under the law. MediShare is not available in Montana. Live out your faith and save on your healthcare. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Your business is growing, which means now you need to hire more people.
Oh, the searching.
The emails.
Where do we start?
ZipRecruiter. Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, ZipRecruiter makes hiring simple. One click and your job is posted to over 200 job sites. Use ZipRecruiter's dashboard to easily screen and evaluate candidates and find the right hire fast. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. Now try ZipRecruiter free. Just click the banner now or go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Coming up in just a moment, D.C. Police Chief, Acting D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsham will join us. It is now 8:30 in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL FM, Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. A 79-year-old man was killed in Upper Marlboro last night when he got out of his car on Route 301 to check the damage after a fender bender with another car. Colin King was then struck by a third vehicle. That driver remained at the scene. No charges have been filed in the case. But at about the same time, a 35-year-old man walking further south on 301 in Charles County was struck and killed by a man in a truck. Police believe that driver may have been drinking. Charges are pending. At least 15 Democrat senators have already announced they will vote against the nomination of Judge Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court, but it really doesn't matter.
We heard Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell throwing down the gauntlet, saying that Monday the Senate Judiciary Committee will go ahead and vote on Gorsuch, and that will set the stage for the full Senate next Friday. Not only is he predicting that the vote will happen, but that he will get confirmed.
Correspondent Suzanne Malveaux says McConnell has indicated he'll change the rules if he has to allow Gorsuch to be confirmed on a simple majority if need be. Vandals broke into a Fairfax County home south of Alexandria over the weekend and ripped up a family's copy of the Quran and scrawled obscenities over other Muslim artifacts, including prayer books. In addition, property, including the family's green cards, were stolen. Activists are calling on police to investigate it as a hate crime. Looks like there will be plenty of room to move around at this year's Nerd Prom. The White House Correspondents Association says it's been notified there won't be anyone from the White House attending this year's annual dinner, a move made to show solidarity with the president, who tweeted out last month that he was skipping the event. The Correspondents Board says the April 29th dinner will go on as planned. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 20,701, the NASDAQ at 58.75. In sports, the Wizards beat the Lakers and win the Southeast Division, and the Caps beat the Wild. 3 goals for Alex Ovechkin, 2 for TJ Oshie, including the game winner in overtime. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following is a paid political announcement.
Should liberal cities like Charlottesville and Richmond be allowed to destroy historical monuments honoring Confederate soldiers like Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Ed Gillespie says that's okay. Gillespie told the Washington Post he opposes a law protecting these monuments. That's no surprise. It's part of a pattern with Gillespie. Gillespie lobbied for a legal alien amnesty and said he would veto a ban on late-term abortions. Ed Gillespie is a K Street insider lobbyist who stands for nothing, lost to Mark Warner 3 years ago, and will lose again in November. The conservative choice? Corey Stewart. Corey Stewart for governor. A solid record. More jobs. Stable taxes. Stand up to illegal immigration. Fight political correctness. Corey Stewart. Corey Stewart for governor. The courage to fight. The experience to win. Paid for by Stewart for governor.
I'm Corey Stewart, and I approve this ad.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep. Alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need. Together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor right here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Want to make money and have fun? Drive with Lyft, the ride-sharing app that treats you better. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. That's right. Lyft is the only national rideshare platform with cashless tipping built right into the app. Because getting tipped shouldn't depend on your passenger having a crumpled bill in their pocket. When you drive for the right ride-sharing app, every trip can feel like a walk in the park. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com and use the code DCRadio1000 to start off with a $1,000 bonus just for giving 350 rides in your first 60 days. It's our way of saying thanks. From there, the more you drive, the more money you keep, up to 95% of your fares. Experience the difference of Lyft and start earning hundreds of dollars a week during hours you choose by applying at LyftDC.com today. And don't forget to use the code DCRadio1000 for that $1,000 bonus. Terms apply.
8:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And for the rush hour, bridges into town still pretty solid delays. In fact, the George Washington Parkway as you head south of the overlooks down toward the Key Bridge into Georgetown over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge onto Constitution Avenue. 395 lined up from, looks like Edsel Road, almost continuous from the Beltway, Edsel Road area, off and on to and across the 14th Street Bridge span and to the Wilson Bridge. We had an incident earlier this morning. It was minor. They had it to the shoulder at St. Barnabas Road, but we're still hung up back near Route 5, so plan for that. Not out of the woods yet. Fairfax, Route 7. We had two separate incidents on the approach eastbound to Beulah Road, so still quite slow through that area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky around for the morning hours, and with a gray sky, I think we'll see temperatures stay mild and not rise much until sunshine breaks out, especially by this afternoon. A little north breeze in 66. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 54 in Manassas, 47 in Damascus, 56 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630
WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. 8:37 on WMAO, where Washington comes to talk. Join us on the line right now is Acting D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsham. Sir, it's good to have you on the show this morning. And let me just start off asking the question a lot of people are asking. When are we going to take away that acting title and just make it police chief?
Oh, yeah. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah, the council is going to vote on that in the very near future, so we'll see how that turns out.
All right. Well, good luck. I think from what I'm reading, it looks very good for your chances.
Well, thank you.
Listen, we wanted to have you on. So much to talk about, but I have to go to something that happened this week. The Attorney General of the United States says, look, if you're going to have immigration sanctuary city status in a community or in a county or in a state, as Maryland is contemplating doing right now, then you're probably going to lose some federal funding. Now, in the District of Columbia, we know very clearly, you've been on record on it, we are a sanctuary city. So are you prepared for the losses that could come?
Well, let me tell you this. You know, I have been around the city for a very long time, involved in law enforcement. I know the most important thing that you can do as a police department is build trust with your community. When you have local police officers involved in civil immigration enforcement, it impacts that trust. The trust erodes. And so it's a federal responsibility, civil immigration enforcement. I'm a true believer that if we get involved in that, it'll make us a less safe city. And we have expressed that to the federal government.
All right, can I follow up?
If the federal government decides that there's going to be some kind of financial impact on us, then, you know, we'll be able to adjust accordingly.
Let me ask you, though. I know that you, as a law enforcement officer, believe in the rule of law. And you would want, in the District of Columbia, you would want the citizenry to obey the laws that are on the books for the District of Columbia. Why then is it irresponsible for the Attorney General to ask that the police chief of the District of Columbia follow federal law?
Hey, in our major cities, our number one concern is violent crime. If we have folks that don't trust the police enough to report violent crime, or they're reluctant to come forward as witnesses in violent crimes, that impacts the city's safety.
But I'm
not the only one who feels this.
I take your point, but the question was, don't you believe in the rule of law?
Major city chiefs recently, and collectively, we feel that civil immigration enforcement is a federal responsibility. And, you know, there are laws, but there is also, you know, we have to be concerned about violence in our city, and I don't want to do anything that's going to undercut our ability to address violence in our city.
So if someone feels more comfortable carrying in D.C. because it makes them feel safer, that's okay then, right? Because they can break that law.
I'm sorry, carrying what?
Carrying a handgun in D.C., right? Because they say, hey, it makes me feel safer. So, and I'm concerned about my safety.
Well, people can apply to carry a handgun in the city, and provided they meet all the qualifications, they are allowed to carry. And we do have folks in the city that do have carry permits. And as you know, folks can also apply to have a firearm in their home. So
as long as they follow the law, it's
exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And
right.
So, you know,
okay.
One of the focuses, and I think you've heard me say this before, is to get the illegal firearms out of our community.
Right. Well, we understand, but I understand.
My point was that as long as I follow the law, then I can do that. But what you're saying is it's okay to not follow the law because other people are not doing it. And I guess that's where the disconnect is for us, is that, you know, it's hard to look at for us personally, and this is not a knock on you, but it's hard for me to say, wow, you know, he's in charge of enforcing the law, but he's going to pick which laws he chooses to enforce.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's not about picking the laws that I'm choosing to enforce. It's delineating who has responsibility for enforcing those laws.
Okay.
Civil immigration enforcement is 100% a federal responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My responsibility is to make sure that we have a safe city. And I can't do anything in my heart of hearts that's going to impact the safety of this city. And I think that the large majority of the folks who live in this city respect that.
Right. And then we'll see how this plays out.
Yeah.
But here, I want to give you the opportunity to clear something up. There has been, there's an Instagram post that went viral talking about missing persons, most of them being young girls, black and Latina girls, and the claims of it being underreported. But from what I understand with this, that's not really the truth. It's perception of what the problem is, because there's a lot of social media posting now from the police department, which I have to think I say is a good thing. So is it the perception that there are more young minority girls going missing, or is it reality?
Yeah, I think a lot of this has been cleared up, quite frankly. I looked at the clippings this morning on this issue, and what happened was we brought in new leadership to our Youth and Family Services Division in December. And this new commander, very talented young woman, went over there. She took a look at the way we were handling missing persons cases, and she used the tool of social media to push these cases out on social media, and what it did was it drew a lot of attention to the fact that we do have a lot of young people that go missing in our city.
Mm-hmm.
We end up locating about 99% of those folks or those kids who go missing, and I think the awareness issue that has been raised is, first of all, why are they going missing in the first place? Is there something going on at home?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they just being rebellious young people? And I think that's an important issue that we all need to kind of focus on. And the second thing, and the thing which has been good for us, is that by putting them out on social media, we're able to reunite them with their families much quicker than we had in the past. So I think in two regards, it has been helpful.
Mm-hmm.
In spite of the fact it kind of created a stir out there, the two things that we get is we get our kids reunited with a responsible adult much quicker. And then now we also have an awareness where people are focusing on, how can we help these kids and prevent this thing from being as large as it is in our city.
Well, I wanted to give credit where credit is due there for getting this stuff up on social media, because I do think that's important, and I think that that's a really great step in the right direction. So kudos to you on that.
Well, thank you.
And let me ask you about recruitment, because you really need more cops on the street, don't you?
We do. You know, we're in pretty good shape right now. The force is over 3,800 at this point. We are in the process of trying to bring on about 360 per year.
Wow.
The concern is that we do have a number of officers that are eligible to retire. When somebody is eligible, they don't necessarily leave. I think if I can improve working conditions here at MPD, I think a lot of those folks will choose to stay and be with us through this retirement bubble. Time will tell. But right now, I feel very comfortable that we're going to be able to hire enough to maintain our staffing through this difficult period.
All right.
That's good.
Listen, Chief, we really appreciate you joining us. And hopefully the next time you come back, we will be able to eliminate the acting part and just call you Chief.
Well, thanks a lot for having me on. You guys have a great day.
Really, really great to have you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
It is now 8:44 on W. Let's make it 8:45, actually. We'll round up. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the Fives. Here, Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Let's round up and see how we're doing for this commute. Well, for the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, incident-free, but still in Jessup delays each direction, southbound in Laurel. We're doing okay inside the Beltway until you get about to and toward 202, and then you'll be slow to D.C., 295. For the George-Washington Parkway, delays near the Overlooks, pretty solid down to the bridges into town, over the Chain Bridge, 123, still slow to get to the bridge itself. On Route 7, trying to recover, long morning for Fairfax commuters, eastbound 7 near Beulah. We had two separate accidents. Still, last check, there was activity on the shoulder, and we haven't recovered yet with those delays. 395, leaving the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge, solid. And it looks like once you get onto lower 14th Street down there, Independence Avenue and Constitution Avenue, we might have some police activity to watch for. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL weather channel forecast.
Slightly cooler air will be settling in over the next 24 to 36 hours. I think we'll really feel it by tomorrow morning. Clouds in this morning and developing sunshine, though, through the day. Should be a sunny commute home. North breeze, 66. Tomorrow, sunshine with a few clouds up to 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 58 degrees. It is now 8:46 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
We were mentioning before that Chuck Schumer, when it comes to Gorsuch, has really just been going at it and just losing his mind over we're gonna filibuster. Well, apparently it's carrying over. The New York Times has a story that Chuck Schumer was dining in a very upscale restaurant in Manhattan, Sette Mezzo, and according to witnesses, he was dining with some friends, and he ran into the former U.S. Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare under President Jimmy Carter, who was also the domestic policy advisor to President Lyndon Johnson, Joseph Califano Jr.
Oh, yeah, Joseph, there's an old name.
And his wife, Hillary, and they were having a quiet dinner. Huh. Well, apparently, it blew up. I don't know whether, apparently the Califanos went over to Chuck Schumer's table, because they know him, to say hello, and they got into some kind of argument that apparently he was really upset that Hillary, who is the daughter of the founder and chairman of CBS, voted for Trump, even though her husband is obviously a well-known Democrat.
Right.
And one witness of the restaurant said he went on a rant, and he just started yelling in the restaurant, "She voted for Trump!" Losing his mind, as we've seen so many people on the left do. He just did it without one of those pink hats on. And so the Califanos went outside onto the sidewalk, which now everyone should Photoshop one of those pink hats on Chuck Schumer. So they go outside. They leave the restaurant. He follows them
outside. And
he's
still talking. Oh, my gosh.
How can you vote for Trump? He's a liar. He's a liar. And she said, told Page Six, he was really rude. He's our senator, and I don't really like him. Yes, I voted for Trump.
let me just say, this is not the first time there has been an incident involving Chuck Schumer. There was in December 16th of 2009, there was an incident in which he got into it with a flight attendant.
Wow.
And called the flight attendant the B word.
I get called that all the time, though, so I'm kind of
well,
okay.
No,
it's actually my business card.
But apparently it was really quite ugly, and he had to apologize for it.
Well, and would you like to know the period at the end of this story?
Mm.
The Califanos are related to my husband's family, and they were at my wedding.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Like, I'm like 80% sure they were there.
Oh, my.
Yeah, yeah. So
a personal connection.
My family got yelled at by, well, my husband's family got yelled at by Chuck Schumer. Yay.
Well, get in line. There's a whole list of them. 848 on WMAO.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has hit 21,000. Does that make you excited or worried? Hi, Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show, right here every weekend. 21K on the Dow has gotten lots of media attention, but it's pretty irrelevant to you and your financial goals. The stock market does its thing, and no matter what it does, you still have to get kids and grandkids through college, prepare for your own retirement, and care for aging parents. So you should be focusing on your goals, and that's why you should call us at Edelman Financial Services. For 30 years, we've provided straightforward, common sense financial and investment advice to people just like you. Let us help you achieve your goals. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman Financial Planner is ready to help you. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
I'm not a big fan of the battle of the sexes stories, and this is no exception to that rule. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. If you're admitted to the hospital, what kind of doctor should you hope for? Smart, experienced, good bedside manner, sure, but also a woman. That's according to a new study out of Harvard. Researchers looked at data from more than 1.5 million hospitalizations of Medicare patients treated by general internists. They found that patients who saw a female doctor were less likely to die within 30 days of leaving the hospital. They were also less likely to be readmitted within 1 month of their initial discharge. The study's author said, women are more likely to do evidence-based medicine and follow clinical guidelines. They're more likely to communicate in a way patients report is more effective. And those tendencies, it seems, results in healthier patients. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
As the morning sun peeks through, work is already emailing you. It's 8 a.m. and they got your soul. You're stuck in a morning work black hole. And if you don't respond quick, the promotion goes to Nick. And he's a sucker. When your morning is hell, just go to Taco Bell.
Just a dollar, let us make you breakfast. Like the grilled breakfast burrito with eggs, bacon, and cheese wrapped in a warm tortilla. At participating locations, served during breakfast hours. Prices may vary, tax extra.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too. Even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters. Stop a aggressive collection actions and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Style. Performance. Superior quality. America's luxury brand. All this from Ted Britt Lincoln. Arrive in style with the new 2017 Lincoln Black Label Continental. And only Ted Britt gives you their exclusive Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. This is why all Lincoln buyers come to Ted Britt. Arrive in style. In American-made luxury. Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh. Easy to learn, easy to use. Small business software tailored just for you. With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
855 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, let's go through Falls Church on Washington Boulevard and Lee Highway. Do watch for some police activity with the crash there on 66. Still quite slow. Pockets in the delays of Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street. Off the Greenway and onto the toll road, had an earlier minor crash that was reported near the Fairfax County Parkway. Now, Route 7. Definitely seeing some improvement, but still below speed. Eastbound 7 as you head past the Colvin Run interchanges. Had the earlier accidents near Beulah and the Georgetown Pike took a lot of the bailout traffic. The lineup to the Wilson Bridge remains almost back near Route 5 Branch Avenue in a slow go. DC 295 coming out of Chevrolet and out of Riverdale on 295 BW Parkway. Update sponsored by MedStar Georgetown University Hospital. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital offers CyberKnife, treating prostate cancer in 5 visits versus the 40 needed with traditional radiation. Visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/prostate. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky greets us on this Wednesday morning, but developing sunshine will come on in. We'll modify nicely before the cooler air comes in. You will notice a change by tomorrow morning, maybe back to a heavier jacket. 66 with a north breeze today. Tonight we're clear, cooler, down near 40. 30s for the suburbs. Sun and a few clouds on Thursday, 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 54 degrees. It is now 8:56.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where your opinion counts.
Thanks for taking my call. Great to talk to you. Pretty frustrated.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Not all air conditioners are created equal.
Dave Snell for Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
Well, let me tell you, not all air conditioning services are created equal either. Right now, a lot of companies are offering tune-ups. But at Snell Heating and Air, when my stand-up guys show up, I wouldn't call what they do a tune-up. It's not even in the same universe. It's more of a complete system rejuvenation. It isn't some guy that bangs your system with a broom or shines a flashlight at it. This is a tune-up on steroids. A 21-point checklist so comprehensive, I'll make you this guarantee. If your system can't take the heat and it breaks down anytime this summer for any reason, we'll be back out for free. No diagnostic, no trip charge. Call us today and ask for your system rejuvenation, your cooling calibration, your AC transformation. Just don't call it a tune-up.
703-450-6300, SnellHeatingAndAir.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Did you know that more homes sell in March, April, and May than any other time of the year? So why pay 6% commission just to sell your home? Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 up front and half percent commission at closing. We've already saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Hi, this is attorney Mindy Fellington with Fellington Elder Law and Estate Planning Centers. Recently, I met with a family whose mom needed to live in a nursing home, and they learned that Medicare wouldn't cover the $14,000 a month bill. But with my knowledge and familiarity with these situations, I was able to help them get their mom's nursing home bill paid by Medicaid and help them keep their hard-earned money. And I can do the same for you. Chances are excellent that we can help you or your loved one become qualified for Medicaid and help you protect your savings. We can assess your situation and craft a plan to help keep your assets in your family. Call us today for help understanding the issues surrounding Medicaid eligibility and to start planning so you can save your nest egg. Our number is 301-610-0055, 301-610-0055, or find us online at felintonlaw.com. That's felintonlaw.com.
At Carefree Office Technology, we take care of all businesses, just like we did for our new friends at WMAL. They needed a new printer, and we set them up the very next day. If your copier or printer is down, call Carefree Office Technology at 703-385-1700. And for new customers, get your first month's lease free. Call 703-385-1700 for details, or visit carefreeoffice.com. We'll get you up and running. Carefree Office Technology, a veteran-owned business.
And coming up on tomorrow's show, some familiar names making a comeback. Chris Christie will be joining Trump's effort to combat opioids. And Hillary Clinton is back. She is now targeting President Trump in speeches, urging some of her supporters to resist, insist, persist, and enlist.
Oh, Lord. Oh, look, there's Chris Plant.
She was also dressed like a dominatrix. Did you see this?
No.
I wouldn't know. How do you know what that looks
like? It was at a conference in San Francisco. Stand by. What was it about?